Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahavilyan Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadhi Tamastuma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai. So continuing with Duryodhana's obstinacy, so Gandhari has come and she is now speaking about the, what would be the proper course of action. And of course, what she's saying is what everybody else has said. But she's saying it in a very, gentle way and trying to say it, trying to bring out his practically how it'll work for him. You want to control the earth only because you are full of sense desire and anger. You do not know that only by overcoming those two impulses can a man attain success in life. One who is controlled by his senses cannot control a kingdom. Only after conquering ourselves can we conquer the earth. Otherwise, it is not possible. The uncontrolled senses are powerful enough to kill a man, just as untrained horses can kill an incompetent driver. Prosperity always attends the king who has mastered his passions and who stands ready to chastise offenders, acting only after careful consideration. He who gives in to desire and wrath will lose everything in the end. Such a man cannot even attain heaven. Therefore, strive to control your senses, for in this lies your greatest good. Right, so we see here is that the proper training of a leader of society is very great. They have to be self-controlled, have good qualities, know what the standards are, try to move forward in that way personally, because if they are doing it, then they can lead their peoples in doing that. And so this is all very much. So this idea of simply unqualified people then vote in someone who's unqualified isn't really good enough. And we can see no one's satisfied. So the point is when the populace is trained, that they know what is a proper leader, and the leadership is trained so that they are leading in a proper way, then that combination, you want this leader over that leader, that will work fine. But the point is leadership requires qualification. Right, so it's not just, it's just like, let's say, just based on who you like and who doesn't, you don't like, and that's all, and there's no other qualification. Is it that everybody says this guy should cook lunch, then lunch will be good? He doesn't know how to cook, but because, 20 people voted, yeah, he should cook lunch, will that now make it good? Or let's say he doesn't know how to drive, but 20 people say, yeah, he should drive the bus, So that's the whole thing, is that no, there must be qualification. And you need people that are trained in what's qualification so they know how to look out for it. Then you have something nice. So here, the point is leadership has to have character. Gandhari spoke from her own realization. Since the Pandava's exile, she had begun to practice asceticism. Feeling guilty for the way the Kurus had insulted Draupadi, she fasted and performed constant sacrifice. She practiced penance, praying that her licentious son might somehow be brought to his senses. But that seemed impossible. His heart was steeped in greed and envy. But he could not recognize his qualities in himself. He thinks he's perfectly fine, perfectly, normal. And everybody else is weird. And, his desires are, proper. And his whatever it takes to get those desires is also proper. So you saw, remember before, he's speaking, I've analyzed it so many times, I've done nothing wrong. Right? The only thing he says that he's done wrong is have destroyed the Pandavas before. Why he let it go on for so long. Imploring, the queen continued, by joining with the virtuous and self-controlled Pandavas, you can enjoy this earth for a long time. What will you gain by fighting with them? Here is Krishna, who performs powerful acts with little exertion. He alone is able to destroy all the kings. What then will happen when he unites with Arjuna? You have heard this advice again and again. One who ignores his well-wishers will only lament, but his enemies will rejoice. Right, so, you know, they can say, so it's going to be a little bit more time. You know, they have another, you know, hundreds of years. Remember, because they live 1,000 years. So hundreds of years that he can be managing the kingdom like that. And so if he's with the Pandavas, it'll all go on very nicely like that. But unfortunately, then it won't. O child, being afraid of a dispute, your father gave the Pandavas their due share. Now you are enjoying the fruits of that gift. It was those heroes who subjugated the world. Surely half the kingdom can satisfy your needs. Do not invite destruction by igniting a dispute with the Pandavas. So the half of the kingdom means the half that is under the Kurus directly. See, even your emperor of the world, you still have your own kingdom you manage. You manage your kingdom, and the next king manages his and that. But you're above all the kings. That's how you're emperor. All the other kings accept your dominion. It's not that you manage the next kingdom. So it's within the Kauravas kingdom they get half. And then like that, as the Kurus, then they rule the world. Like that. So that's how it works. That's the, you can see the difference when you have management that actually is more grounded and practical, is that as you go up, it's not that they aren't dealing on the ground. They have their own area, and then from there, then, you know, they oversee the others, but still they're working in that. Otherwise they lose touch. Do not invite destruction by igniting a dispute with the Pandavas. They have suffered enough these last 13 years. Give them back what is theirs and save the world from disaster. When Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, Karna, Bhima, Dhananjaya, and Drishtadunya come together in anger, all creatures will be destroyed. Therefore, quench your greed and act with wisdom. This is my advice to you, dear child. Duryodhana snorted. He had heard it all before, because it's the same thing. It's like going, 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's 5. Then the next guy comes in. Duryodhana, it's 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's 5. You know, Duryodhana, it's 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's 22. You know, see, 2, 2, 22. Like that. No, so, you know, he's going, I've heard it all before. Why do you always say the same thing? Because what they're saying is right. That's why. Everyone praised the Pandavas and criticized him. There didn't seem to be anything he could say to convince them otherwise. Because it isn't otherwise. Seeing that his mother had finished, he again left the hall. It was time to act. He went straight to Dushasana's palace. His brother was sitting with Karna and Shakuni. Slapping his thigh in anger, he said to them, it seems that Krishna is swaying everyone's mind towards the Pandavas. He is urging the king to have us arrested. This gives me great anxiety. Krishna is very persuasive. He is God. Duryodhana looked at Dushasana. Krishna even turned your mind in the hall. Dushasana looked down in shame as his elder brother went on. We must quickly execute our plan to capture Krishna. Even as Vishnu seized Bali, we will grab Krishna and bind him. Right? They're using the example of how Krishna catches, and they're using, oh, we're going to catch him, you know, as if they're Vishnu and he's Bali. But whatever. I mean, the part about one of them is Vishnu and one of them's a demon, that he's got right, but he just somehow has it reversed. When the Pandavas hear of his capture, they will lose both heart and energy for the fight, just like serpents whose fangs are broken. Let us do it swiftly before the old man gives everything away again. Right? So he hasn't made the decision. If he makes the decision, it's done. Right? But if before that, Dushasana and Shakuni agreed. But Karna was uncertain. I do not believe we will be able to capture Keshava. O king, if you wish to try, I will do what I can to help, but I doubt we can overcome him. Right? He's saying, I don't think we can do it, but, you know, I'm here to help, you know. Unlike Duryodhana, Karna felt no anger towards Krishna, whom he respected as a great warrior. But he had a problem with Arjuna, but not with Krishna. Krishna had killed many powerful fighters. According to the rishis, he was an incarnation of the original Supreme Person. Karna thought it lightly. He only joined in the plot to capture Krishna out of friendship for Duryodhana, but he had little faith it would succeed. Right? So he's not quite as stupid. Right? Duryodhana laughed away his friend's doubts. Krishna will be unprepared for our move. Right? Yes. Right? He's sitting in their hearts right now, but you know, they don't catch. He has come without weapons and not expecting to fight, right? Because as a messenger, you don't carry weapons. That's why messengers are never attacked or imprisoned or in any way dealt with badly. Because that's the whole point. You want someone to come there just to speak, and so they'll come, you don't want them to have weapons, and so therefore you can't bother them. Otherwise, if you send your messenger, then they may bother him. Right? So it's just one of those things you don't do. We can catch him off guard and have him bound and taken away before he even realizes what is happening. The prince had no doubts about his plan. Perhaps it may fail, but there was nothing to lose. He had already declared open hostility against the Pandavas. The fight may as well start immediately, and if Krishna could be captured, then the odds would shift dramatically in his favor. So his thing, you know, the normal thing is you wait, okay, there's a time and a place set, and everybody assembles there, then you start after, you know, the beginning discussions, then the war begins. But his point is, well, we can start now fighting. You know, so you see, it's just not even, it's, as we said, it's not working on Dharma, which Kshatriyas is supposed to work at. It's working on the platform of Niti, which basically is for, you know, just those who do management and stuff like that. And so then it's used by Kshatriyas, but it's used only in the context of it's supporting Dharma. With the still uncertain Karna, he left to make the arrangements. In the hall, Shakuni had watched Duryodhana, Satyaki had watched Duryodhana closely. He noted that as the prince left, certain key Kuru elders had also departed. It was obvious that Duryodhana was about to try something. Satyaki knew that he had already stated his intention to capture Krishna. It seemed he was about to try. Right, because they have their people and they're watching and everything, so they know what's going on. Leaning across to Krishna, Satyaki whispered, "I think Duryodhana will now try to seize you. He has taken a contingent of warriors out of the hall with him. I'm sure he will try to take your life. O Keshava, this wicked man has lost all sense of propriety." Krishna smiled and reassured Satyaki, "Do not fear, my friend. All the kings on earth together could not capture me. Speak to Dhritarashtra and see what he decides should be done." Right? Because Mother Jashoda can't bind him with a rope. They get unlimited ropes, they can't even tie it around him. So it's only in affection you can bind Krishna. Otherwise, then, like this, Duryodhana, no chance. Satyaki addressed the old king. "It seems your foolish son intends to make good his threat to capture Madhava. O leader of men, he and his evil counselors, overpowered by desire and anger, seek to do something exceedingly mean. Yet they cannot possibly succeed any more than children can take hold of blazing fire." Vidura had also noted Duryodhana's intentions. Rising from his seat, he said, "O king, your son's time has come. They are preparing to do that which cannot be done. Even so, it is sinful beyond all limits to even contemplate." So the point is you can't catch Krishna, but that you tried, there'll still be a reaction. Just like, I think it was Ravana. Then when he somehow or another, when he was moving, I think from Kailash and that, he bumped into Narad Muni. And for some, was it Narad Muni or Hiranyakashipu? Either one of them, they met Narad Muni, and somehow or another in the discussion, the demon became upset. So he pulled out his sword and tried to kill Narada. You know, so his sword goes through him and this and that. He tries so many ways. Because Narad Muni has a spiritual body, so material things can't bother it. And after doing that, and he's saying like that, and Narad Muni just says, "You can't kill me, I have a spiritual body. You know, so you can't do any harm to me, and you've done no harm to me. But because you've tried to do harm, even though it's not possible, but you've tried to do it with that intent, you'll get a reaction for that intent." And so then it comes to mind that it would be Narada, because it's another one of the curses on Ravana. He had so many curses. So the same thing here. They try to insult Krishna. Then there'll be a reaction, even though they can't actually do anything to Krishna. Standing against Krishna, they will die like worms falling into a fire, right? Worms can't do a whole lot about fire. It's not that they can run away or bring a bucket of water and throw it in the floor like that. No. He will send them all to Yamaraj's abode as a lion destroys a flock of sheep. Krishna laughed. Let them try. Maybe this is how this problem will be solved. Okay, let them try. Maybe this is how it will solve the problem. Kill Duryodhana right now. But do not worry. I will not do anything for which I can be censured. Because if he kills Duryodhana, my people might say, oh, he did this and that. Although I could slay them all outright, I will not do so. In any event, they have already been killed by their own sinful desires. By coveting Yudhishthira's wealth, they have weakened themselves and will soon be ruined. O king, let Duryodhana do as he likes. Because he does censure because he's come as a messenger. So a messenger won't come and then fight and kill. Otherwise, he went as a messenger and then killed Duryodhana. That's how, you know, the enemies will see it. But in actuality, no. He went there as a messenger. He got attacked by the king and then he defended himself and he got killed. But people may not see like that. So he says, you won't do anything. When Krishna stopped speaking, Dhritarashtra's voice boomed through the court. Bring my wicked son here at once and bring his ministers with him. I will again try to bring him to the path of righteousness. Once again, Duryodhana was brought back into the hall. He entered with Karna and Dushasana just behind him. Again, he strode across the hall and took his place. Dhritarashtra was angry. Oh, you of inhuman contact and extreme sinfulness, having as your support only men of small deeds, you want to perpetrate an act that is too difficult to accomplish, and that is heinous beyond limits. Right? So, it can't be done, and it's just that you don't get more vile than this. But, he's thinking. Like a child wanting to hold the moon, you desire to capture the lotus-eyed Krishna. All virtuous men would condemn you. Anyway, it is not possible for you to carry this through. Even the gods could not take Keshava prisoner. O fool, give up your absurd notions and come to your senses immediately. Remember, because he said this way in the beginning before Krishna had come, when they were their plans what to do, and he's saying, why do we make these plans? Why do we? He's our enemy. Why are we, making such nice arrangements for our enemy? And he said, about that, better I just capture him and then the whole problem solved. O fool, give up your absurd notions and come to your senses immediately. Duryodhana was seething with anger. He said nothing. He had already ordered his men to come into the hall as soon as Krishna rose to leave. Everyone else may be afraid of Yadava, but he was not. The prince glanced across at Krishna, who sat smiling and at ease. Soon everyone would see his actual strength. Right? He's just sitting there, smiling. Vidura clearly remembered how the Kurus had violated Draupadi. Clearly remembering how the Kurus had violated Draupadi, could not stand the thought of Krishna receiving similar treatment in the same hall. He spoke again, trying one last time to influence Duryodhana. O Bharata, listen as I remind you once more of the many demons who have tried and failed to overpower Krishna. The hugely powerful Naraka, who is the son of the earth goddess herself, lived for thousands of years surrounded by his vast forces. Krishna killed him easily. He also destroyed the five-headed Mura, who struck fear into the hearts of the gods. When he was a child, he killed Putan and the evil wizards Arista and Danuka. When he was only 7 years old, he held Govardhan Hill aloft with one hand. Yeah, so like this then Vidura is trying to remind him, because as we saw before, you have being nice to him, then you speak strongly, and then you just tell the truth and all that, things like that. Or what are the benefits? So now he's gone to the point where his father spoke strongly, his mother spoke nicely, his father now spoke strongly, and now Vidura is bringing out the reality. And so we'll see where it goes from here. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.